This is Mark Strassman, reporter with American Politics Today. We're about to speak to Joe Manchin, who is press secretary to California Representative David Dreyer. Welcome to American Politics Today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I understand that you attended the hearing in the Rayburn office building today on H.R. 98. What can you tell us about what happened at the hearing?
Well, it was a good hearing, a good start to the process of implementing H.R. 98, hopefully as part of a larger immigration reform plan.
Now, this bill is always referred to as the so-called Bonner Plan. Who's Mr. or Ms. Bonner, and what's the status of that plan, and how did it become H.R. 98?
The bill is called the Bonner Plan because it was named for T.J. Bonner, who is the president of the National Border Patrol Council.
Okay.
T.J. Bonner is a Border Patrol agent. The Border Patrol Council is the Border Patrol Agents Union. Last fall, you may recall, the Time magazine had a large cover story on the issue of illegal immigration. And in that story, T.J. Bonner was quoted and interviewed. And in his interview, he indicated an idea that he had for reducing illegal immigration. And his idea was to counterfeit-proof the Social Security card and increase and actually enforce employer sanctions for the hiring, knowingly hiring illegal immigrants.
Right now, this law has been on the books for a long time, hasn't it?
Well, there are sanctions in place, yes,
right?
But some argue they have not been enforced forcefully enough.
Why don't you tell us briefly what the major provisions of H.R. 98 are?
There are three major provisions. The first provision is to update the Social Security card with modern technology, something that hasn't been done since the Social Security system went into place really in 1935. What the new technology would be a photo ID on the front of the card and an algorithm strip or an electronic signature strip on the back of the card that would contain information solely related to the person's legal status in the country. That's not new information. It wouldn't require any new information from the government, and it would not be a national ID card. Stated on the front of the card that it would not be a national ID card.
I read that in the bill, and it says this will not be a national ID card.
Right.
Nevertheless, a lot of people are criticizing this and the driver's license bill, the driver's license that will be generated by the Real ID Act of 2005, as a national identity card. What makes one a national identity card, and just saying that it's not, keep it from being one?
It could not be used for identification purposes. This particular card would not be. It would merely be an updated Social Security card.
Okay.
In terms of the Real ID, which is a whole other subject,
right.
I can get to after we go through the three main provisions.
Okay,
of the,
please. Sure.
The second main provision of the Bonner Plan would be implementing and increasing interior enforcement through the Department of Homeland Security. So dramatically increasing the number of agents with the Department of Homeland Security to actually implement this plan. And finally, it would significantly increase the sanctions and penalties for knowingly hiring illegal immigrants.
What kind of database is envisioned under this law to validate the Social Security cards?
A database specific to legal status. So anyone that is not seeking a new job would not need to get this card. But if you are seeking a new job, you would need to have the card, and the card would simply contain information relating to your legal status in the country and whether or not you are eligible to work in this country legally.
So you're saying that people who have jobs today and stay in them won't have to?
Would not be obligated to get the new card.
Will they be eligible to if they feel like it?
If they feel like they want to, I believe that yes, they would be.
Okay. So does this do anything about hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants who are currently working?
Well, Mr. Dreyer believes that this would need to go hand-in-hand with a guest worker program. He doesn't have a specific guest worker program yet that he's introduced or support,
right.
Endorsed, excuse me. But he does believe that we do need some sort of guest worker program in order to deal with those who are currently in the shadows, if you will, of our economy and our national security situation.
Okay. Could you say just what the procedure would be for those people?
I can't fill that out right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm not familiar with that procedure.
Okay. All right. And will this law require the creation of a new database, or will it?
Yes, a new database.
All right, and what's the? Is there an appropriation included in the bill for
authorization bill, right. And appropriations would be done separately through the appropriations process.
Do you have a rough estimate about what it's going to cost to implement
it? We've not gotten a score yet from the Congressional Budget Office yet, so
okay.
No, I do not have that.
Do you have any comment on how this relates to the Real ID Act? As you said, you might be able to say something about that.
Well, it is separate. The Real ID Act is really an offshoot of the 9/11 Commission's recommendation,
right.
And in light of their work. And the Real ID Act, what the Real ID Act did was state that any state that wants their ID, their driver's license, to be used for federal purposes, i.e. getting on an airplane, going into a federal courthouse, going into a federal nuclear plant, that kind of thing, that state will be obligated to include with their requirement for that ID, proof of residency, proof of legal residency. Now, the bill in no way told states that they could not issue driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. Some
right.
states do that. All the Real ID Act did was say if a driver's license is going to be used for federal purposes, it needs to have proof of residency included in the requirement to attain it.
Does that mean that states could issue two types of
driver's
license, one for people in the country legally and one for people who aren't?
They could.
Okay.
And some do that.
All right. If you could you make a general comment about the intent and possible implications of both the Real ID Act and the H.R. 98 in terms of, I guess, battening down the hatches might be a way of putting it, so that the current system by which there's a lot of leeway for people to avoid properly identifying themselves is intended to be eliminated, and what the overall goals and purpose and trade-off between having a tightly organized system versus the more loosely organized system that's in place now, and what the goal of that change is, and whether it has any implications from your point of view on the question of civil liberties.
Well, Mr. Dreyer, the sponsor of the Bonner Plan and someone who worked very hard to see Real ID put into place, is obviously very concerned about civil liberties and maintaining our protection of those liberties.
Right.
At the same time, we all know that September 11th and the events of that day changed a lot of things for this country and for our government, and it's very important that we know who is coming into this country and what their aims are while they're here. The goal of the Real ID and the goal, to some respect, of the Bonner Plan is to help those tasked with identifying, with securing our borders and protecting the American people with the tools they need to properly identify and discern who is here for the purposes of seeking employment and trying to feed their families and, you know, go about their business, and those who are here to potentially do us harm. So that is a distinction that needs to be made in this day and age. It's regrettable that we are in that position, but it is something that the government, ultimately the federal government, is charged with protecting our national security and protecting the American people. And we believe that we need to take the steps necessary to help those tasked with that important priority, give them the tools they need to do that.
Does H.R. 98 speak to what the responsibilities of employers who receive job applications from people who are in the country illegally, about whether they need to report them to the appropriate federal authorities?
I don't know offhand if it specifically addresses that.
Right.
But I can say that the goal of updating the Social Security card is to not only discourage those who come here with fraudulent documents from coming.
Right.
We want to make that more difficult, obviously. But we also want to give employers and businesses a better way to make that call.
Right.
A lot of them are put in a position right now where they're trying to discern the validity of documents that they're really not familiar with. There are 94 or 97 possible documents that they could look at for verification purposes. We want to give business owners, large and small, the ability to make better informed decisions.
Will these new cards be machine readable?
They will be machine readable, or they could be accessed via a toll-free number.
Okay, and what will be the responsibility of the employers before they hire anyone new?
As you know, employers are responsible for checking legal status under current law.
Right.
So it will basically follow the same practice, but hopefully the goal is to give them a better tool to make a better informed decision.
And then the current law applies to everything from giant multinational corporations to individual
to small businesses
that include, for example, people in neighborhoods who hire people to do their gardening. Do they need to check that? Do they need to check the ID to be their gardeners?
I don't have the answer to that question off the top of my head.
What happens if an employer hires someone without getting the proper clearance? What happens to them?
Under current law, I'm sure there are penalties. I don't know them off the top of my head. I'm sorry, you've got me on that one.
Oh, okay. Are there provisions in HR 98? You said that it would strengthen
those.
Well,
under current law, if you're employing people, you need to go through. You need to verify their status.
Right, and if you don't, and you hire them when they're not entitled to work. What does HR 98 do for those penalties?
It increases them.
Do you know to how much?
I have to get a piece of paper in front of my face to give you the exact. I think it goes up to $50,000 per hire, and it increases the criminal penalty to 5 years in prison.
Now, that's $50,000
per immigrant
hired illegally. Is that 5 years in prison per immigrant also, or per employer?
Per immigrant.
Meaning someone who hires 10 people in the country illegally can go to jail for 50 years?
It's possible. And obviously the goal behind increased penalties is deterrence.
Right.
We don't want people to think that they can hire illegal immigrants and not suffer any penalty.
Do you know how many employers have been prosecuted so far for
hiring?
I
don't have that information.
Okay. Why don't we wrap up with this by tying this reform to what Representative Dreyer would like to do in terms of guest workers and what the relative timing is. Is he willing to go ahead with this before a guest worker program is in place, or does he want to hold off until...
He believes this should be tied to a guest worker program.
Are there pending guest worker program
One was introduced today on the Senate side by Senators McCain and Kennedy.
Right.
And I believe there was one introduced in the House recently by Representative Flake and I believe Colby, but you need to double check that.
Does Representative Dreyer support them? Does he support those? Or?
He doesn't. They were just introduced recently, so I don't have his definite support at this point.
Okay.
But he is supportive of doing something along the lines of a guest worker program, but he believes the Bonner Plan needs to be tied to it so that we have increased penalties, we have enforcement, and we have a counterfeit-proof card that protects our citizens, protects employers, and requires those seeking employment to actually attain secure identification.
What can you say finally about the timetable for the consideration of the bill?
We hope to have it considered this Congress. Today was the first hearing, and the immigration reform debate will be one that hopefully will be considered by this Congress over the next 2 years, and we hope it's attached.
Okay. Thank you very much for talking to us, and I look forward to getting more information from your office about the progress of the bill.
Terrific. Thank you.
Thank you.